Look at that. I think we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, across the street from the happiest place on earth. That's right. It ain't Disney World. It's Lambeau Field. A very different iteration of Lambeau, with no fans, no pomp and circumstance, no kids' bikes, nothing. It is what it is. Hello to everybody in the comments. Chris, what's up, man? Thanks for joining. Two times in a day. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Guys, if there's practice, I'll be doing a chat, Packers Daily in the morning. I'll probably be doing an extra cheese every time there's a practice. So expect at least two a day when there are practices. On their off days, I'll probably only go once, but I'll be chatting every day I'm here. Come on, it's that time of year. Let's go, people. Lots to talk about from practice today. Hi. Look at all these people saying hello. Lots to talk about at practice today. A weird affair, I thought. They were in shells, so they're kind of half pads, not real physical, but a little bit more than shorts and a helmet. Tim Boyle looks sharp, man. Everything you heard on Saturday of his kind of throwing it around the yard, yeah, that was as stated. He looks very sharp in this offense on day or year two, no doubt about it. Backyard Nagler, let's go. That's what I'm talking about, Big B. Let's go, Nags. How are AJ's thighs doing? Well, I can talk about it today. I steadfastly refuse to talk about them on Saturday, but I will talk about it today. They are glorious. They are monster. They are incredible. They are a sight to behold. And my favorite part about him is that he's not afraid to show them off. He's out there in the short shorts. He knows we're all looking. He knows what's up. Tim Boyle is QB1. All right, slow down before the football gods hear you and do something stupid. Nice background. Where are you at? I'm in Green Bay, Joey. I'm right across the street from Lambeau Field, Joey. Southern Illinois, go Pack, go. Chet, I'll forgive the Illinois because he said go Pack, go. What's up? Pack's being back. That's right. Reggie Begleton. Chet, I'll tell you what. He looks legit. I mean, it is still padless. It is still early, but kid can catch. No doubt about that. Now, there's a lot more to the position than that. No question about it. Been talking about it all offseason, but he looks legit. He passes the eye test. Zero doubt there. Uh-oh. Someone's screaming by. John, thanks for the super chat. MLB making plays in coverage, sight for sore eyes. John, lo and behold, last year, Aaron Rodgers' first interception of training camp practice was in a red zone drill, 11-on-11. Blake Martinez picked him off. Today, second practice in a 11-on-11 drill. Rodgers tried to go play action down the left seam to Davante Adams, and Kirksey got him in a zone drop. Beautiful interception. I don't think Rodgers ever saw him. Great play by Kirksey, and you could tell the defense was jazzed up afterwards on the sideline. It happened right in front of me. It was a great moment. Kirksey kind of announcing his presence there in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur for QB1. Joey, I saw the footage of Coach throwing passes to the DBs. That was at the other end of the field from where I was, but it looks pretty good. The leg looks pretty good. Not too shabby. Well, we're Kirksey and Burks starting two inside. They rotated, but Burks has been getting most of the reps alongside Kirksey with the ones. No doubt there. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What's in Corey's beer fridge? Did he ever get a J.K. Scott jersey? A lot of beer and some other beverages is what's in Corey's beer fridge. He never got that J.K. Scott jersey, but there is a lot of ball game left. It's early, but is MVS in trouble, especially after his drops today? Ryan, I noticed he had two drops. He may have had more, for all I know, but I noticed two. One in a drill, one in team. Is he in trouble? No more trouble than he was coming in. It's so early, and every guy will tell you it's so early yet. They certainly don't help. There's no doubt about that, especially if you've got guys looking good, like I mentioned Begleton, and you talk about Kumerow had a couple nice catches today. Rodgers airmailed him one, which would have been a big gain. I think Rodgers forgot he doesn't have wheels. How is Jordan Love in all caps? Looks like a rookie. Got a big arm, no doubt about it. He can sling it. He had a beautiful kind of a corner route to Tyler Irvin in team. But he's swimming. He's definitely, trying to figure everything out. It's all going a million miles an hour for him. He had one pass that should have been picked off. He had about three guys on the defense touch it. He got bounced up in the air. And then the last defender to touch it accidentally hit it and fell on the ground. But, yeah, you know, he's a rookie. And that's why it's a really good thing the Packers have Tim Boyle, who's looking like he's been in this offense for ages. But now I know what people are going to do. As soon as Jordan Love starts to struggle, because he will, because he's a rookie, people are going to make hay out of it. And I'm here to tell you, right here, day two of Packers camp, none of it means anything. He's a developing young quarterback. They don't need him this year. Just relax. There. Clip that and put it on the internet. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Will Christian Kirksey be an upgrade from Blake Martinez? I mean, I think so. I've said that all offseason. He's got to stay healthy. We all know that. That was the reason he was available in free agency and why he became pretty cheap comparatively. I think he can be a playmaker, and I do think he's going to help them a little bit more in the run game. But look, Blake was insanely productive during his time in Green Bay. You would have liked to see a few more big plays, no doubt about it. But, you know, you can't just dismiss what Blake did and say, oh, Kirksey's going to be all the world better. I think he will be a slight upgrade. And I do think he will provide them a little bit more in the big play department. But long way to go there. Crolls for supper. Oh, Travis, if only. They don't have any outdoor seating. I can't believe there are people, there are establishments in Wisconsin where people are eating inside. It kind of blows my mind. I've been in New York for all these months and everything's outside. There's nothing going on inside in New York. And in Wisconsin, people are actually eating inside and going to bars. My mind is kind of blown. So, but no, if they had outdoor seating, I'd be all over it. Hi, Nags and all. Early days and a lot of ball game left, but does Love look the part? Oh, he looks like you can see the arm. The athleticism, he had a great scramble today. He evaded like three guys. He can make any fucking throw you want him to all over the yard, pinpoint, just everywhere. So all of that is there. He definitely looks like an NFL quarterback. It's just a question of him learning. He's got to learn. He's got to develop. And that will come with time. How do I feel about the defensive line this year? Neil, I would say I am cautiously optimistic. I think Trayvon Hester will add a little something that they've lacked. The one interesting note so far these first couple days, and I saw it a couple times today, Montrevious Adams is getting the starting reps over Tyler Lancaster and Kingsley Keke when they put three guys on the line. I mean, again, it's way early. They may just want to see what he does, but Adams is getting the nod when they go three down linemen over those guys next to Clark and Lowry. What chances, if Rodgers keeps playing great, do the Packers trade Love like the Pats and Jimmy G? Minimal, Pat. Very, very minimal. How is BJ Raji looking out there? Fantastic. Love me some BJ. Spoon says, we'll miss Martinez. He could be right. I think he's wrong, but he could be right. Kroll's East has a takeout window. There you go. I'm there. What do I eat at Kroll's? All the Butterburgers. where is Lowry at a buffet? No, he looked good. You look good today. How's Gary been looking? Active, very slim. A lot has been made of his leaning out. It is very noticeable. He is not the kind of bigger behemoth you saw lumbering around last year. He is svelte as hell. I'm excited, man. Now, everything we see these first couple days, you always got to take with a grain of salt because they're not hitting yet. They're not even thumping. But, yeah, I like it, man. I like how he looks. We'll see what happens when the pads come on tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. The Packers will hit the field in full pads. We'll get our first full padded practice. I'm excited to be there with you guys. It's going to be a great time. Odds that John Runyon Jr. makes the roster. Very good, Nick. Very good. Interesting note today. With the threes, he was running at center. And who was it? Stash. The name is totally blanking. Who they just signed to the extension.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name.
Was moving at right guard. But Runyon looked great at center. You know, seeing as they drafted a center who was not John Runyon, that's notable to me. Kingsley Keke better get more reps, man. From your lips to Montgomery's ears. Montgomery's the line coach. Will there be fans allowed this year in all caps, TK? Not for the first two games. After that, we don't know. Third game doesn't even happen at this facility until November. So a lot could change in regards to COVID-19, the attitudes towards it, the science around it, the testing, etc. So I think we'll wait and see. The Packers have said they want to get 10 to 12,000 people in the stands at some point if they do allow fans. So it will obviously be a very small crowd, but there's still a chance. Albeit, I think it's a very small one, there's still a chance. Is the right guard spot a legitimate competition running in the mix? Joe, yes, it is a legitimate competition. Right now, he is not in the mix there. For the starting spot, it is definitely between Lane Taylor and Billy Turner. Billy Turner has been starting at right tackle, got beat bad today by Preston Smith on a play where the secondary really held up. So Rodgers held the ball, and just threw it in the ground in disgust. But he would have been sacked long before that. I think that Matt said it today. I think that's going to come right down to the wire. I would be surprised if they don't keep kind of churning those guys over on the right side for the majority of this weird training camp. Old timer Dave, what's up? Sorry you're late. No problem, man. No problem. You're always welcome. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out. How is Darnell Savage looking? Good. Explosive. Hasn't been around the ball a whole lot, but it's just one day that I've seen. But he looks ready to go. He and Amos. They certainly looked the part. What's been the wide receiver depth chart so far? There really hasn't been one outside of, obviously, Devontae's the one. But they really mix and match everything. I will say, when they've gone strict ones versus ones, it has always been Devontae and Alan Lazard as one and two. Outside of that, it's all rotating. Seen a little bit of everybody. Kumro's gotten probably a few more looks than everybody else, but not by much. Ultimately, it's mostly yes. You got Adams, Lazard. That's etched in stone. And after that, I think it's going to be a while before it shakes out. How did Vernon Scott look, and where do you think he fits on the defense? He looked active today, I'll tell you that. Coach joked that he's got to maybe dial it back a little bit. He's physical. He's not afraid to get up in there. Maybe he got there a little early a couple times, but feisty around the ball. You like what you see there. A.J. Dillon is half ent because those things are tree trunks. Nicely played, Nick. Nicely played. I need a stiff drink. Tommy, you are not joking. It's exactly what I'll be doing right when I'm done here. Could Elton play right tackle? I mean, could he? Yeah, probably, but I don't think they're going to do that. They got the makings of an all-pro left guard there. I think they're going to keep him right there. But he has played all five positions in his football career, obviously not in the NFL, but he has played all across the line. But in the NFL, I think that would be – I would guess he'd hold up okay, but I think he'd be a much better guard. Who stood out the most so far? Well, with the caveat that I've only been here one day, so it's one practice. But today it was Tim Boyle. He's impressive. No question about it. I prefer 69 over Clark. If you're talking about contracts, not that it really matters, but, you know, the preference there is you're obviously going to sign the young guy who's up and coming and still entering his prime first, get that done, and then take care of the guy who's going into his third contract, who, yes, is invaluable, and you definitely want to pay him, but he's, to my mind, was pretty much always going to be the second priority. That's just me. What happened to Josh Jackson? Kevin, that is a great mystery wrapped inside a riddle, wrapped inside Brian Gutekunst's draft evaluation. I don't know. I mean, he's been out there, been in the mix. Well, hopefully he can make some plays and maybe put his stamp on things and start making some noise, but right now, he's kind of the forgotten man. Hey, Aaron, how have the tight ends looked, Stern? Oh, sorry, you just went up a little bit. Get yourself some Kringle. God, I wish I could. How have the tight ends looked, Stern, DeGuara, Tanya, and Lewis? They've been rotating. Sternberger didn't get a lot of work today. It was his first day off the COVID-19 list, but he was out there practicing. Tanya got a lot of looks today. He looked good. Don't forget, he was, you know, running tight end two last summer when Jimmy Graham was number one. So he was stepping in nicely. They were, you know, rotating guys, but I wouldn't sleep on Tanya, definitely. Danny, thanks for the super chat. Love your energy anyway, but from Green Bay, had the juice. Do you see tight end rankings changing week to week, or Stern clear one, then Lewis, and so on? I think eventually it'll be Sternberger as a clear one. It could take some time to get there. but I don't think there's any question he's going to be the weapon at that position. But I do think they'll mix and match dependent on matchups and what they see from the upcoming opponent, what they think they can take advantage of with certain aspects and abilities that each guy has. There's no doubt that they're going to have to roll through some of these guys, especially as guys like Sternberger and Guara are like going to learn in the ropes. You've got Tanyan and Lewis who have been doing this for a while. I don't doubt you're going to see a good, healthy rotation there. Why are some players at practice but not activated off the COVID-19 list? Most likely because they're being hyper over cautious, as Green Bay's medical staff is wont to do. And they can come off the list at any point, like we just saw Sternberger come off today. But hopefully we'll get all of them off of it sooner rather than later. You move the right. You mean my right like this? Is that better so you can see Lambo? You know, we used to have a live Lambo cam all the time at Cheesehead TV on our YouTube page. I should bring that back. All right, guys, I got time for one or two more. What do we got here? Big Cheese with a super chat. What's up? Over under 700 yards, 5 TDs for Lazard. Thanks for all you do. Thank you, buddy. Give me the over on both of those. Anyone know if Tanyan still strained with Kittle and still trains with Kittle in the offseason? I know they did for a bit. I know that's what they regularly do. This offseason was a little weird because of COVID. But I do think they linked up for workouts at one point, but not the elongated version that they do most often. Is Corey's lawn nicely mowed? Here's a fun fact. This is not Corey's lawn. That's right, people. I know more than one person with a house in Green Bay. Woo! And with that, I'm going to have to go. Thanks so much, everybody. Please hit like. Hit subscribe. And if you really want to support what we do, like, I don't know, sending Aaron to Green Bay, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. It really supports everything we do, not just YouTube, not just videos, not just social, everything. And it really means a lot. Oh, look, we got one final super chat before I go. Michael, thank you for taking your time to go to Green Bay and bring us a bunch of high-quality news and reports during these trying times. It's appreciated. That is quite possibly, Michael, the greatest super chat I've ever received. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. That really means a lot. Hit like, hit subscribe. I'll be back for Packers Daily tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.